The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. Apparently, the Israeli Air Force Syrian Army has posted in response to a drone. What information do you have?
Well, as we spoke about yesterday, a drone fired from within Syria reached as far as 10 kilometers into Israel before it was shot down, and fragments of the drone landed in the Kinneret, in the Sea of Galilee, and set off the cold red alerts yesterday, quite a number of them, on the Golan Heights, sending the citizens there into their shelters. But today the Israeli Air Force carried out airstrikes in southern Syria, shortly after midnight, so the early hours of this morning, and they targeted three positions, some say four, some say three, in the Qunetra region, which is very, very near the border. And we've heard from the Syrian news agency, quoted as saying the aircraft of the Israeli enemy launches a number of missiles at several army positions, and the Israeli Air Force have confirmed, saying that they came in response to the drone infiltration yesterday. So the Israeli Air Force making sure that Syria gets the message that any drones or any military apparatus that comes from Syria into sovereign Israeli airspace or sovereign Israeli territory will be met with a response from the Air Force and the Army.
Very interesting. Rolene, let's move on. Apparently, Russia is moving to, or is going to be removing Iranian troops out of Syria. How do you know this?
Well, can I just tell you that if anybody has the ultimate poker face, and I don't play poker, but if you have to sit opposite him, I doubt you could read his mind or what he's thinking, is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who arrived in Russia, and the first thing he did was sign footballs. I don't know, you know, is it just me? I mean, we're not even in the World Cup, but there was Prime Minister Netanyahu signing footballs. He will be at the match on Sunday, which is, dare I say it, Croatia versus France. With Mahmoud Abbas, I don't know what will be more controversial, the final or the fact that these two Middle Eastern rulers or leaders will be sitting at the same football match. But, you know, sports is the ultimate in bringing people together, is it not? But Prime Minister met with President Putin today, and he's inscrutable, Vladimir Putin, and we have been assured, and this is from a senior diplomatic official in Prime Minister's entourage, who has said that Russia is beginning to remove Iranian forces from Syria's border with Israel. Now, when Prime Minister Netanyahu brought up the issue of the drone that made its way into Israeli sovereign territory, apparently President Putin did not say anything, and his facial expression was quite inscrutable. But this is a very, very significant meeting. I mean, we cannot detract from the importance or the role that Russia plays in the Middle East. And relations between Russia and Israel are very, very good. And apparently it was a very, very productive meeting. And the Prime Minister told President Putin that cooperation between the two countries is a central component to preventing any kind of escalation and deterioration of situations like yesterday and others. And he wants to thank him for the possibility of speaking to him about this and other matters. And it was a very, very warm meeting, and I think President Putin has got the understands the Israeli case that Prime Minister Netanyahu made so emphatically. And then I'm sure, Kathy, they spoke about football. Well, I know they spoke about football because Netanyahu congratulated him on a successful, we call it Mondial or World Cup.
Very interesting. Rolene, you know, it's interesting you talk about football and how they were talking about football, and you were saying how, you know, it would be nice if Israel had a team in, you know, in the final or in the football or the FIFA World Cup.
Let's start with the basics, Kathy. In the World Cup.
Okay, in the World Cup. But the truth is that even France doesn't have a team. They don't even have, even France isn't playing in the World Cup, and they have a team in the final. Every single one of those players.
Elaborate me.
Every single one of those five.
I know very little about soccer.
Every single one of those players is from Africa, either Cameroon or
Guinea.
Yeah, Guinea. We
Nigeria, DRC.
Yeah, they all come. There's not one natural born Frenchman, right?
I think they're. I think some of them are born in France. I think Mbappe is born
so
in France.
So then why does it have their countries next to them? Cameroon, Morocco. Yeah. If they're natural born, it wouldn't be. They just have France.
It's their parents.
Sasha, are you making this up?
No, I looked up. Mbappe. Have you seen Mbappe? I went to look up this guy. He's 19. He is so bloody fast. I think
you just saw on the radio. I'm switching off your microphone. Okay, her microphone's off. Rolene, can we just talk about Israel and Ireland, please?
Well, let's do talk about Israel and Ireland. And the foreign ministry today called in for a dressing down Ireland's ambassador Simon Coveney for a serious dressing down. Because the Irish Senate yesterday passed a bill that will prohibit the import or sale of goods and services from Jewish communities in the West Bank, deemed to have been under Israeli occupation since 1967, since the June 67 Six-Day War. This was passed by a vote of 25-20 and has the support of all of Ireland's major political parties. However, it is not formally in legislation yet. It still has another 8 more procedural hurdles that it has to go through, including a vote in the Irish Parliament's House of Representatives. But the Foreign Ministry has responded in the harshest terms and has responded to the Irish by telling the Taoiseach, who is the Irish Prime Minister, that the people who are going to suffer in the end are not Jewish communities in the West Bank, but Palestinians who are employed by these companies. And this really does not bode well for Ireland's role in any kind of influence in peace in the Middle East. And the real losers will be the average Palestinian who just wants to take home a decent wage. So we hope that even though it passed in the Senate, it will not pass in the final votes.
It's actually quite incredible. The Palestinian people, the Arabs of Gaza, just continuously get raw deal after raw deal after raw deal, and people blame Israel and not the leadership. I don't understand this, but hopefully the world will wake up and see that it is not Israel. They've got their own government that they voted in. When was Hamas voted in?
In 2006.
2006. It's just my heart is really sore for them, Rolene.
All our hearts are sore. You know, people assume that because Israelis and Palestinians have this history of conflict that we don't feel for Palestinians, but we do, and it frustrates us to see ordinary citizens on our borders suffering the way that they do because of the hatred and the incompetence of their leadership.
Yeah, 100%. That's where we leave it. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom and a wonderful weekend. Rolene?
Shabbat Shalom.
God bless.